This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has been sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. After introducing the bill in the Lok Sabha today, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for further scrutiny of the legislation. He said the central government's intention is clear and it has nothing to hide over the legislation. Earlier moving the bill, the minister clarified that this bill is not intended to interfere in the functioning of the religious body and it is to provide justice to the disadvantaged and poor sections of the Muslim community. Mr. Rijiju said the legislation has been brought in accordance with the various recommendations of the Sachar Committee and various committees set up by previous governments. The minister asserted that wider consultations were held with stakeholders before bringing this legislation. Highlighting the provisions of the bill, he said, in the Waqf Board Tribunal there will be one judicial and one technical member. Earlier opposing the introduction of the bill, Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, NCP, SP, Left and others termed it as against the constitution and freedom of religion. The Musulman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024 was also introduced in the House to repeal the Musulman Waqf Act 1923. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government is continuously emphasizing in spending higher and higher amount in capital expenditure since COVID. She said effective capital expenditure can be pegged at 15.02 lakh crore rupees or 18% over 2023-24. The finance minister was making a reply to the discussion on the finance bill, appropriation bill and Jammu and Kashmir appropriation bill in the Rajya Sabha today. Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Vivek Tanka said women do not have special tax slabs in the country. He demanded a dedicated working complex for women entrepreneurs. Ramila Benbara of BJP said this budget is for the poor, villagers, youth and women. She added that the finance minister has proposed various provisions for the benefit of women in this bill. The Indian High Commission in Dhaka, including four more assistant high commissions, are in touch with Indian nationals in Bangladesh who want to come back. Addressing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said at present around 19,000 Indian nationals, including 9,000 students, are in Bangladesh. He added that the government is in constant touch with the High Commission to ensure the safety of nationals. He reiterated that the approval for former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to visit India was given at short notice. Mr. Jaiswal emphasized that the government is monitoring the situation closely, including the status of minorities in Bangladesh. He noted that there are reports of various initiatives taken by groups and organizations to ensure the protection and well-being of minorities. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy today. In a social media post, the minister informed that he received a call from UK Foreign Secretary and discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia. President Draupadi Murmu attended the state banquet hosted in her honour by New Zealand's Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro at Government House in Wellington today. The banquet was attended by Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, senior ministers of the New Zealand government, daughter of President Murmu Itishri Murmu, members of the Indian delegation and members of the Indian diaspora in New Zealand, among others. Earlier today, President Murmu held bilateral talks with New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters at the Government House in Wellington. In Japan, a strong earthquake with a magnitude of 7.1, struck the southwestern part of the country today. The Meteorological Agency has issued a tsunami advisory for the coastal areas of Miyazaki, Kochi, Oita, Kagoshima and Ehime prefectures. No casualties or major damage has been reported. At the Paris Olympics, Indian grappler Aman Sehrawat has stormed into the semi-final 57-kilogram freestyle category. He defeated Albania's Alim Khan Abakarov 12-0. After flooring his Macedonian opponent in the previous round, he trounced Alim Khan as well, making it to the last four of the contest. The men's hockey bronze medal match between India and Spain is underway at Stade Yves Du Manoir. India is trailing by 1-0 in the second quarter. And with that, we end this news bulletin.